What we've done is look for sites that could actually replace the capacity to hold the number of lorries that are normally on the M20 and put them on an off-road lorry area. And that number's around 3,600. So we've looked for sites that, as a minimum, could accommodate that number.
And what's the timescale after this consultation? You identify a site and then what happens and how long will it take?
Depending on the number of comments we receive and needing to closely analyse them and then report back to government on them, we would look to have a further consultation on a preferred option probably in the spring 2016 and probably having a decision, a final decision on which way we go in the summer.
£250 million allocated by the government. How much is this going to cost? Have you estimated the cost of doing either of these sites?
We've done early estimates. We believe that either site could be delivered within the money set aside by the Chancellor in the autumn statement.
We note that both sites may be used for other purposes other than just holding HGVs. Can you say a little bit about what those options are?
Yes, there are four alternatives. The first one would be to use it purely for operation stack, and so it would be used just a few times a year. The second option is to deal with general disruption, and therefore we already have the traffic management system called Dover Tap operating to help the Port of Dover. We also occasionally have issues around queuing traffic coming from Eurotunnel back onto the M20. So the possibility is the site could also be used to help accommodate that excess traffic. The third option is to also help deal with the issue that is a major concern to communities in Kent at the moment, and that's overnight parking, either in illegal places such as our hard shoulders or in appropriate places such as outside people's front doors, refrigerated lorries making noise, etc. So the possibility is it could be used to accommodate those lorries, but we're particularly interested in receiving comments on how that would actually operate in practice. The fourth alternative would be to create a truck stop, and that's like a motorway service area, but it's geared specifically for lorries.